Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Bailey Excavation.
I guess that would be me. We sort of have Angie's List, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, the reason for my call, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Bailey Excavation on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And I'm sure that you've used Google before in your life, but have you done the search? Have you done a search recently for excavation services in your area by any chance?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, I haven't.
No. Okay. Well, you know, when you search for anything, maybe like a restaurant for you, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
Yes, ma'am.
And then next to that map, there's always a list of some of the locals that service within that area. So like right now in your area, they see Busher Excavating or Kitching and Company Dirt Works. Are you familiar with those names at all?
Nope, I am not.
No, okay.
It used to be a small town, but it's growing rapidly right now.
I see that, yes. And that's one of the reasons you're getting this call today is because they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area for the category based on the volume of searches. So we're assigned to that area today. We'll be calling through to fill that open position there. So once that open position fills there today, they stop all of the calls to the area and block out that space for you. And then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. That way, just like those guys, you'll always be there. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Beautiful.
I have one question because you got to realize we have literally just started.
Oh, okay. And, that was going to be my next question. Okay, so you're brand new in business.
Well, he's worked in this business for 39 years, and he decided he worked for Mario Cincola and Austin Bridge and Road. In May of this year, he decided to go out on his own. So
we
want to do a lot of this stuff, but we're also tight with money right now, too, because we really don't have a steady pay income coming in anymore like we did.
Yes, most companies are like that, what we've found. So we've been doing this for a little bit over 20 years. And, yes, I am aware to start up a new business, it does take some, you know, you have to be careful. So can I ask why now? What prompted you to go out on your own now after all these years of working for somebody else?
He's tired of working for somebody else.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay. Well, and the hard part really about getting to that first page of Google, it's not really the cost. It's the availability of the area, the geographic area for those keywords. And that we have. That's why we're assigned to that area today. I can pull up the pricing. That way, if you do decide that you want that spot, you've had the opportunity. But they would have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you. So I know that the 75495 is home base for you. But how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Right now, 40 miles round, 40 miles one way and 40 miles back. That way we can afford the insurance on our trucks and stuff at this time. Because the further you go out.
Right, the more, okay, that's the cutoff. Okay, 40 miles. And so is it just, now you said it was your husband. He had gone out on his own. So I understand you're in this together, obviously. So it sounds like you're the person that would make these sorts of marketing decisions or marketing purchases. That's your role there, right?
Yeah. Well, I also I have my own business, so I'm actually at work right now while I'm talking to you. I clean houses for a living.
Oh, you're running two companies there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today for the excavation And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, you've had the opportunity. And the good news, too, is you're new. So that'll work in your favor here. So they have something called a new in business rate, and it's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So you have to be a year and under in order to get that. So I'm just grabbing Tina. She's my director for the area. She's coming over to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And so, Debbie, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right, to list yourself in front of those people.
We have talked about that before, but, you know, Angie's List sort of got us because this is what we do when we explain to Angie's List. And now I'm in a year's contract with them, and I can't get out unless I pay the full year when I quit.
Right.
We do excavation and landscaping. Well, we're getting we haul landscaping material. Every job we got from them so far is doing someone's flower beds or something. It's like we do not do landscaping, but it's costing me $400 a month. Or I'm going to have to pay $5,000 just to get out of the contract.
$5,000? And they're sending you smaller jobs or leads for services you don't really care to provide.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, we can help you target the type of work that you want. You're going to love this. Okay, let me grab Tina. I'll get the rate for you. Hang on here.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Debbie?